Okay, so Sif Aleph is touches on a bunch of different sugyas that we're going to get into, that we're into already. But Be'ikr, the Machaber points out, the Torah and the Machaber point out here, the basic yisoy that the Gemara says, that Klei Matchas Amurim B'Parsha, that the Chiv of Tfilas Kelim is only on, at least Medaraisa, is only on Klei Matochis. So, Stam Ha'ara, the Gemara says, interestingly, that there was a Havamina, from who? Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Zavan manu demar demivik chavim sarvel hatbila. So he thought it needs tefilas kelim. So Amar Leah, Humir Abanon, Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, L'dim v'farsh li minei Rabbi Yochanan, Klei Matchas Amurim B'Parsha. So Emma says it's tzarchin, because the Torah, you know, the Gemara before said Klei Suda. Klei Suda Amurim B'Parsha. So the Rishonim say it's all shtikol Torah, that's him. Really, in the parasha, it says Achas Azov. It says Kol Shar Tavir Be'esh. So Meila, and it's only the Derech of Klei Matchas B'Tavir Be'esh. So Meila, you have a Havamina Zuzu the Sarav Maskana Drasha. So Mashenkin here, it's Mefurish in the pasuk. The pasuk says Achas Azov, Sinachoshes, and lists the six metals. So what was the Havamina that Klei Adam? So Emes, as we spoke out last week, that Be'etzem it could be that according to a lot of Rishonim. Really, the parasha is not talking about Tefilas Kelim, the parasha in the Torah. The parasha is really talking about Hagolas Kelim, Hechsher Kelim. And the Mela, really, the list of medals is going on what? It's going on Hechsher Kelim. So the Achas Hazov, the whole Hemshech LePasuk is just talking about Lagabi Hechsher Kelim, and the drasha of Ach B'Meinida and V'Toher that teaches us Tefilas Kelim, Lav Dafka, is that Meshubah to those Vav Matchas. So that would be okay. But Lamaisa, Lefi Rashi, L'Charet Shver. Because we spoke out Lefi Rashi and other Rishonim. So the end of the Pasuk, Chlash Aloyeva Be'esh Taviru B'Mayim, is Mefurish that the Chiyuv of Tefilas Kelim. So Imkain is Mefurish. And Rashi like kind of asks this question on himself. Because Rashi by Klei Suda Amurim B'Parasha says, as she says, Klei Suda Amurim B'Parasha, Techsev Kol Dovar Ashayava Be'esh, V'Endach Lashay Ar, V'Chulei. And Rashi says, "Ubahano ksiv," that which it says, "Tavir beish," "Ubahano ksiv," "Vitoher," and so we may learn it's asoy. But Mashinkin on this chiluk of the Gemara says, "Klei matchas mur b'parsha." What does Rashi say? "L'chayr l'shitasoy." Klei matchas amur in zokt Rashi le'inyan tefila mechleya ovdei kachavim dechsev achsesav v'chule. Stam, it's a mefurish pasuk. Doesn't say alzeh nemar v'toher. Because the alzeh nemar v'tar is because the drasha was from the dafka things that tevir be'esh, and that it says v'tar. But lemaisa this, where it's just a hakdama to the whole parsha. It's like Rashi, nemar b'parsha, the parsha of Tefilas Kelim, which is mefurish in the Torah l'fi Rashi. So what was the havamina as nisht? Sorry, it's shtickle.
Previous Gemara.
What?
Previous Gemara. Not maybe once we mar b'klei suda.
I know, but we have a pasuk, the pasuk, mefurish a pasuk. It's mefurish in the Torah. So LMI, I don't know. Tzarchin, I'm just have ha'ara that maybe ulai, you know, we could just read the pesukim. The pasuk says achas hazav v'sakesef v'chulei, all the medals. And the pasuk says kol davar shi'ava be'esh taviru be'esh. So what's kol davar? It's those six. So the first kol davar shi'ava be'esh taviru be'esh, that kol, the Rambam uses that because this parsha is also the makar for the matchas klei matchas and mekabel tuma. Because Ach B'Meinida Yitoher. B'Meinida Kepshuta is talking about Tumas Meis, Tumas Sheretz. So on that, so this is also the Makar for the six metals that are Makabal Tumah. Klei Matchas, Meseches Kelim, that we'll see soon. But, so what's Kol Dover? So the Rambam says, Kol Dover Sheva Be'esh, Kol is Larabas Pshute Klei Matchas. There's a special Chaymer of Klei Matchas, the Makabal Tumah, even without a Klei Kibble, Pshute Klei Matchas, that's from the Kol. So I don't know, maybe the end of the Pasuk, which Lefi Rashi is in the first Tfilas Kelim, so the pasuk says, "Kol davar shi'ava be'esh taviru be'esh v'tar ach meinid yischata v'chol asher lo yava be'esh taviru b'mayim." So what's the second v'chol? So maybe I would have thought that the second v'chol, which is going on Tefilas Kelim, is to be marbe even things that are not metal. So maybe that was a havamina b'yochan according to Rashi. Tzarchi and k'tas ulai. That's a mahalach. The v'chol would have I would have thought to be marbe k'mash malon that zok demara that no the achas hazav was nemar also on the hemshich of the pasuk and the kol is not coming to be marbe the ach. So why takas is a kol chesn? So that's just our. What's that? In a chanami. I thought that stamuzah. I thought, you know, like the Rambam would point it out. The Rambam doesn't mention the six, like specifically the six. It just says klei matchas. Could be the Rambam when he says klei matchas means just those six. So tachin means even more than that. So So I think it could be l'shita. So it's easier to understand. So once it's just the rabbanon, they weren't mishubet to the pasuk b'chal. So there was as I have a mean other things, and l'maskana means all matches. The Rambam doesn't have to be mechalek because could be by the Rambam. There is no the rabbanon deraisa. Okay, so that's a possibility. Now, so l'maisa, what comes out though klar is that l'chayra seems that midaraisa, it's like the like Rashi says, like the Gemara says, it's the klay matches amur b'tayra. It's achas azov. So I was just looking last night, it's taka, very interesting. So what are taka, these six metals? So I got five out of six, one of them didn't know. This is your first fahar, everyone. Zov, gold. Kesef, silver. Yes. Nechoshes, copper. Barzel is iron. Bedil vayferes, vayferes is lead. Tzalu kaferes, mayim adirim, everyone knows it. So what's bedil? Aha. What? So bedil is tin. Tin, are you new? Okay, good. Ellie. The deal is tin. So what is tin? So tin is it's a natural metal, you know, tin can. I thought it was just like kind of a name for metal. I don't know, but tin is actually a certain type of metal. It has its own, you know, chemical makeup. It's found naturally in the earth. And so tin is number six in this chayv. It's interesting, I was looking, I was like, you know, it's shver, which one it is. So I looked, the Rosh Hashanah like doesn't really say much. You look in the Ibn Ezra, so the only one he speaks of is Bedil. Bedil, Ibn Ezra says, Yodua. So, I guess it was Yodua, I don't know. So Lamaisa, these are the six that are mefurish in the Pasuk, tin, and those other five. And so the question is like this, that it seems that at least the commonly found metals for long time were only these six. And maybe that was, there was no real shayla. Matchas were deraisa, and zchuchas was derabanan, we'll see, maybe shayla of deraisa, but pashas derabanan. And there's no other shayla bismanenu. You already find the tshuvas. Rabbi Yaakov has a letter in that, in the Sefer Tefillos Kehillim, they have a letter from Yaakov Kamenetsky. Moshe has a tshuva about it. Moshe's talking about a kohen flying in an airplane, so he wants to know if it's a kabal toma. So he says, yeah, it's a problem, it's kabal toma, but then he's ma'ayr. What about, what's the plane made of? Is it made of one of these six metals? Like the Moshe can be the man, it's not made of one of the six metals. So is it nichal? Is it not nichal? That's the shayla. So Maisa, this shayla now is negeh also gabi tefillos kelim and also gabi toma, because this is also the makar for toma for kli matzchus and kabal toma. So first of all, just to be makna, so what's the shayla? You know, we know there are these six. I learned a little bit about metal last night. So aluminum is one of the big shaylas, because aluminum is also, it's a metal, it's a natural metal, it's found in the earth, it's actually more abundant supposedly than all the other metals. So in one place it makes up like 8%, not 88% of the earth's surface is aluminum. Very, very commonly found, widespread. I don't know if they used it. I don't know if, you know, Chazal used it, if it was common, but it was certainly around, you know, since my inspirations. There are many, many commonly known metals that are actually just a mixture of other metals, then for sure it's chayiv, meaning mushal, steel. Steel's not one of the six. I was wondering about steel. Should we have stainless steel, and everything we buy is stainless steel. So steel is really just a mixture of a barzel and something else, whatever they put into it. Anytime the ingredients are all going to be chayiv, so vada. You know, if one of the ingredients is not one nish, so then Ramesh says you go basarav. Yeah, that's what Moshe says. So steel, bronze is a mixture of copper and tin. Brass is a mixture of copper and another metal, zinc. Zinc is taka not one of the six. I don't know, it's less commonly found. So there are a few others that are taka not part of the six that are brass. Brass is a mixture of copper and zinc. Okay, so there are others. You know, there's a metal called nickel, platinum, zinc. These are other different various metals found in the ground. Less common that, I mean, most people don't have platinum dishes. So, or zinc or nickel, but aluminum is a major shayla. And the Emes says we're going to see aluminum, even though Hagam is a major shayla, the Reis Darabanan, not such an afkamina, because the Darabanan is also chayef. But we don't really have kelim from aluminum either, except ones that are generally disposed of quite quickly, and that really makes it less of a shayla, but we'll see. Okay, so Maisa, this shayla, in the earliest Makaris for the shayla, it's really not talking about Tfilas Kelim, but rather it's the shayla of Kabbalah Stoma. So the Tari says, so on the Sakdama, the Tari has a whole long Yivakish Das, whole big Hakdama. He says, you have to read the Sakdama, you're not going to understand what's going on in Tater Tari. So he brings there in Ois Mem Dalid, he brings there from Rabbeinu Eliyahu, which I saw in some of the others around that, referring to the Gain. So Zakdev from Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that, you know, there's a whole 10 prakim in Mesech Kelim about Matris. So Zakdev the Gain, Matris means the Vav, these six that are Mur Matair. So Tari says, as a Taino, he says, I don't know if he meant it, dafka, lav dafka, stomach, he meant it, lav dafka, but avada, it is lav dafka, because it's very so. I guess in his times it was already becoming more commonly known and more commonly found. You know, it seems that all the metals, even the ones not listed, they knew about for hundreds of thousands of years, they just weren't commonly found. So the Tereshel, but now it's coming Yadua, maybe aluminum, they were finding these common materials. So Yadua, that these things are also matches, and Avada, they're also matches, Tereisa, he's talking about Kabbalah Stoma. Avada, they're also matches, and they're Kabbalah Stoma Medereisa. And either the going is wrong, or he didn't mean it. And so how does the Tereshel define metal? So like it seems to, he seems to say what people would commonly refer to as metals. Metal called hanirka bepatish rikui pachim, you know, the metallic type materials that we bang out with hammers. That's metal. And maybe that's pashat. That's also makabel tumma. So Maisa, what was pashat to him was not so pashat to Ramesh. Ramesh is tshuva and basic of samachdal. He's speaking about the also kabbalas tumma. In the first tshuva Ramesh, I think what the earlier one was about kabbalas tumma. And he says, and really very similar to this is what Rabbi Yankov writes in that letter and to this game. He says fakert. So Miswara, it's shared to be Madame Milsa Milsa. We're talking about Tumen Tair, it's all Xeris HaKasuv. And they both make the same Tair, Meshem Yagav, that's Shisha Ksuma, Bam Kechad. You know, Shtei Ksuma, Bam Kechad, Im Lam, Dim Lam, then 3, 4, this is 6. Why did Tair? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew there were more metals. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who created all the metals. They were all there. And Tair specifically singled out these 6. So unless you have some kind of way to say that the other ones are all included in this one, you're Meshem himself, when he's talking about aluminum, he's like, yeah, I guess it was, he didn't check into it. He said, go be Yachkar. He said, maybe it's just a mixture. You know, like we know, certain ones are just mixtures, steel, bronze, brass. But if it's not a mixture, says Ramesh, and Mestaber Tvei, that it has nothing to do with it. That Taka, you can't make a Mamatzino, it's Shishabam Maksim Bechkech. And Taka can't learn to these other metals, and Lechaya, it's not Makabal Toma. And
then he says,
in the truth about Toma, Sir Ramesh says, it's not Makabal Toma. And we're going to see there's a cloud, we're not Mafish Toma, we don't make Zeris on Toma, it's not for nothing. Agabi, Tvilas Kalim, Ramesh has another tshuva about aluminum kalim, and Moshe says for aluminum kalim hagam it's not going to be chayiv midar aisa, but kol pachas be chayiv midar banan. Why? Because we're geizer on zchuchis, that zchuchis has some metal-like materials. Kol shkein will be geizer on other metals such as aluminum.
Just like
that zchuchis. That Moshe is masking to. Now the emes is like this. Moshe holds zchuchis banan. The emes is that's what I want to get into now for a minute. Because there is one Maimer Mordechai, you're going to see Rav Rishonim, the Emes is, it's already in Rishonim, and certainly the Poskim and Achronim say that Zchuchis Derabanan. And the Emes is, I just want to point out that this Ramosha really makes this point, that it's Mamish Muchach, that Sai, a glass is Derabanan, and the Emes is also other metals. Because this, that's really already a Shiloh, you know, in some of the Svarim, I think he says he asked the Shevet Alevi, told him, yeah, to Pashat, it's Chayv Midareisa, with a Bracha. The Mais is going to be Chayv with a Bracha, even Derabanan, but the Shiloh of Dereisa, Lechayra, it sounds like. But first of all, from these hachachas that Moshe says, and the Meister Moshe there says another point. Says like this. He has another taina. He says, I'll prove also that other metals are not deraisa. So like there, why is schuchis deraisa? Harei, schuchis is also something, is the davar hanitach. And yet, it's not included in the deraisas by Tumah, and that's Mefurish. The Gemara Sugis Shleim is in Shabbos after Zayin. It's Mefurish. The whole shayla of how to be geizer on schuchis. I mean, it's clear it's not part of the Tumah deraisa. Says Moshe, why not? It's also a matechas. Doesn't mean it's also matachas, you know, it doesn't seem so metallic. So that the Torah says, and Ryankov points out also, the Torah never uses the word matachas. Such a thing as matachas in the Torah. The Torah just lists these 6 things. Chazal call it matachas. What's matachas? So Ryankov, you know, quotes Psukim with the Targum, you know, Kedarka Bakaydish, that when it says Vyatzakta, it's Vatitach, whatever, it's lashon of molten, something that's molten that you could like melt down and pour and form things out of. So it's Dr. Moshe, so it's Chuch is the same thing. So Chur is Chuch is also Matris. And yet you see that it's Klarnisht in the Parsha from Kabbalah's Tomo of Matris. So okay, that's a Raya, that other Matris also, because Chuch is really just another Matris. It's just really an aluminum Azat. And then this is... Yes, Mamish Lafuke Tver Yisrael. Yeah, he doesn't quote Tver Yisrael, it's Mamish Lafuke Tver Yisrael. And then this is a very big thing, Rabbi Yaakov quotes this. I just looked it up. There's a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yutes. Over there, also the Gemara is handling Schuchas being Kabbal Tumah. And Rashi there is coming to Mazur. Why Schuchas is not Kabbal Tumah Medereisa? So, look, Rashi. This is Rashi. Rabbi Yankov quotes it in that letter, but it's Rashi in Rosh Hashanah and Yutes and Beis. So, Lashon Rashi is like this. You know why Schuchas is not Kabbal Tumah Medereisa? She ain't clay matches tmein min atoiro, ella hamenuyim beparsha. Yeah, first Rashi. Rashi doesn't say it's not matchis, only matchis. There's only the matchis in the pasuk. It's chukus, a ganz fine matchis. It's not in the parsha. And then this is the Rashash over there. He picks up on the diak and Rashi. Whole shtekel Torah over there in Megea to making the menorah chesnis. But being a teichad varim, very good thing. Rashash says, "Upazeh nicha the prichadish is kash and simen kufchaf and unzer simen." It doesn't explain. Einja. So what's the prichadish is kash over there in kufchaf sif kadan gimel? That is the pre-chadish it asks on the Mordechai. The place can bring, it's Sif Gimel by us, we skipped over, went a little fast, we have to get back to it. Sif Gimel, what's the bracha on Tfilas Kelim? So Shulchan Aruch says, Al Tfilas Kelim, Kli Kelim, depending on one or two, Pashtas one or two should be an afkamino Kli Kelim. The Aruch says the minig is to always say Al Tfilas Kelim. Fine. The Shach already brings from the Mordechai that there's a tzad in the Rishonim to make the bracha Al Tfilas Kli Matches. Because Lamaisa, we know there's a chiv, at least mid Rabban and Pashtan, the Rabban of Schuchis. Once there's a chiv of Schuchis, you can't say Kli Matches on Schuchis. So Elamai, you're just going to say Kli Matches for Matches, and for Schuchis, you'll just say nothing. Well, you'll say Kli Schuchis. So okay, you can't make two Matbeis for one bracha. This is one bracha of Tfilas Kelim. You can't make two Matbeis. Matches is wrong, Mordechai is wrong. That's a pre-chadash's kasha. So it says the Rishash, Lafidis Rashi, it's answered. So L'chayra, what he means, L'chayra, is that in a Hanami, on Kli Schuchis, you're not going to say Kli Matches. On Kli Schuchis, you'll say Al Tfilas Kelim, maybe like we say. But it's not a Gansin, the Matbeis of Al Kli Matches is not like. It's like pasnished for schuches. It's also shaykh to schuches. Maybe we won't say it's schuches since it's also pas for schuches. So maybe it's not a stira that you have part of the bracha that's not negated to part of the mitzvah. That's l'chayr what the Rishash means. But Maisa, I saw in one of these country sims that they quote, there's a leket yosher. Leket yosher in the chaylok on Yeridea, page ches. So he says there like this. He says from Mayri V'Rabi that he would make on matches al tfilas kli matches. And when he was table schuches, he would say al tfilas kli schuches. And let's say he had one and one. One matches and one schuches. Zokter, my Rebbe would say, Altfilas clay matchos. So stay there. That melechatchilo. So you fire it more. You say schuches matches. But zokter, when you had a shayla, so then the overall category is clay matches. So in the furish, at least in kabbal. Yeah, depending. Meaning each thing can be kli mashu, right? So it's up there when it's a seer, it's a pas to say al tfilas kli matches on tzchuches. So maybe a shteitar that tzchuches a matches. It's still the smite from the parsha. So it's the same thing as aluminum. So maybe it would be a raya that they're both nerabanan. Yes.
You read a raya from Rav Moshe,
from the Torah, Rav Shisha. Rav Moshe himself, not that's like this is one of his rayas. This, what I'm saying now is another one of the rayas. Rav Moshe just says that this is the pasuk is the makar for tuma and the Torah, for tuma and Torah by kelim. Because ach mini di Torah. And it says these six. Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Torah. He knew there were 600 or 60, however many there.
Which is a mateches.
Oh, one second. Yes. So now we're going to get this. Oh, so one second. So now it's like, MS is it's a little schwer. And the Rishonim, I'm going to point out. The Rishonim really now still you pick up on this. The Goyin and Sifkan Yates speaks this out. That so we're saying that this is the Chayyurai that Schuchis is the Rabbanan. Shar Matches, Schuchis is really Shar Matches. And you see that it's made from the Parsha, like Ramosh Taina, and not like the Pharisee Yisrael. And Mele, they're both people in the Rabbanan. And this is the Rishonim already pick up on this problem. That in our Sugya, it says that why is Schuchis Chayyav Tfilas Kelim? Because it's when you break it, it fixes, which could be, you know, this idea of Nitoch, that it's molten, it could be poured and formed. And the Mele, it's one of the Matches. And Mele, so it's going to be Chayyav Midar Rabbanan. So the Rishonim point out this is steer. Not only is it steer in two Gemara, steer in Rav Ashi Elin. Because here it's Rav Ashi who says that the reason why Chayiv in Tfilas Kelim because it's like matches. Yet in the Gemara in Shabbos, Rav Ashi himself says that. So then there's a shayla also by Kabbal Stoma. Is Schuchis and Kabbal Stoma? The Gemara there says that because it's Dumi the Cheres, Gemara compares it to Cheres. Because why is it like Cheres? Because Schuchis is Dumi the Cheres because it also comes from Chol. The it's made from you know it's officially called silicon dioxide. Not that it mamish is cheres, it's dumi de cheres, it's exerim de rabbanan, not like cheres kabel tum de reisa. And the Gemara there compares it to cheres. Mashiach over here compares it to matches. So the Rishonim really pick up on this problem. They bring the Meiri over there in Shabbos, the Sefer Yeshua Rabbeinu Tam, and Rishonim, the Achronim, so there's different mahalchim. One mahalach the Rishonim say is that, be'etzem, since b'sharsha it's dumi de cheres, be'etzem like this, mid de reisa it's out. Because the pasuk says these six and that's it. So then fakir, mitzad it's etzem teva b'shor shoy, it's more similar to cheres. So we're medamit to cheres, and that's why for tumah it's cheres. Now, but lemaiso, zok the meiri wanted to go lechumer in both places. Meaning, if you're going to say it's dumi the cheres, so then it'll be potter from tfilas kelim because cheres is tfilas kelim. So lemaiso, since it also has a tzad dimyan to matches, some of the like the rishonim say it's the shvacha dimyan to matches. But since it has a tzad dimyan to matches, we chapped on that zil hachal lechumer.
And this is one. Thomas
Matchas is
the
etzemet
from
Chol. Right. And Thomas Matchas is even more Chomer, right? So that's another thing the Rishonim say, that maybe by Tumah we compare it to Cheres and not Matchas, because we don't want to be Mafish B'Tumah.
Oh, because so Matchas would be worse.
It's more Chomer, yeah. Matchas is more Chomer, right? Even though Matchas is only Tumah. That means it's a Shaya. So the Goyim brings this Meridika thing. Because the Tosfos and Shabbos says, that Lefiza, where does it come out? So, a Kli Schuches, they cut to Tumah. Not so much Rosh Hashanah, just one of the points. Meridika thing. Going by us. it becomes tummy from a mace. So could you put, or from a sheretz, whatever it is, so could it, does it have tefillah b'mikvah? So Lufi Taisus comes out that no, that just Lagabi the chi of tefillah, Lagabi the chi of tefillah, because we want to be machmor machayev a tefillah, but the mace doesn't have tire, just like cheres. So mace of the gain by us. Stam, klis chuchis becomes tummy, and it needs tefillah b'mikvah. So feel those, you'll feel what we're saying, that it's just a chumra both ways. So by tumah it's cheres, so it has tumas cheres, and it also just like cheres, it can't be nitter b'mikvah. Mashenkin lagabe, and it needs shvira. Mashenkin lagabe tefillah came. So the Gaon brings this whole raid over here in Sifka and Yotes, it's in Sif Zayin. He brings Taisvis, and he says kasha lachalik b'zeh bein tefillah dahachal tefillah dahasam. So there, it's lule devreim hayanira. He says not mistarve like Taisvis, and he learns that. Really, it was doimah to both. We just didn't want to be mechalik. The vada yishal daminu l'chay matzav chen l'chay cheres. El d'loy sfir le l'ravashi b'davar echad to compare it to both. So he says like this. The guy holds that it becomes tummy like cheres. But tefillah, just like it has tefillah as kelim, it also has tefillah mitumah. Says the guy, it's kash l'chalik between two types of tefillah. So if tefillah works for the tefillahs, this could be negat. We discussed last week what the tefillah is for, is the entire of tumah. So the guy says, no, it works for tzchuchis. He's been chalik on the tesis. Maisa, I saw they bring that maisa mechalik tishonim, there's a rash that holds like that, and supposedly Yeshita's rash, he's mashma like that. The taka tzchuchis has tire b'mikvah.
You need let
tumah. Tumah, for the chaloy's tumah, that is the cheres. Zok the guy, it's shvertim mechalik, a tefillah for this, yeah, for this, and if tefillah passes, tefillah passes for everything. Okay, it's machlokes shayin and ma'isa, not so much our sugya, but the ma'isa, so they bring from here, the ma'isa, it's mavur l'chayir, from here, from these rishayinim and from all the achayinim, that you see the whole shayla here is, they were geyser like this by cheres, they were geyser like this by tefillas kelim, ma'isa is mavur l'chayir that, and they bring it to mafurish like that, and the eshkol, and rabbeinu tam, and toys is the toys is rush, the ma'isa l'chayir, it seems clear from rishayinim that tzchuchas was not, zikr, not the reisa, and it was all midarabanan, and al pizeh, so what we're saying is that l'chayir would come out. That since be'etzem hagdarasa it's a matchis, so who hadin shar matachos, just like zruchis was nismayit from the parsha, so who hadin shar matachos are also nismayit from the parsha, and then aluminum will only be a shad deban. So, and the way I said that's taka, that's taka.
What we're saying now, right? From the Gemara now it comes out that
no, that's certainly
right.
What we're saying. Yeah, why? I mean, sure you could.
Because klapi to matayra, it's not matachis.
No, I'm saying it's not Matechas. No, I'm saying, he's saying why it's not. No, he's saying it has the properties of Matechas, but it's nismayit from the Parsha. That then we have a Gemara in Shabbos about the Rabbanans. It's not in the Parsha. It's out of the Parsha, because the Parsha is these six and nothing else.
I mean,
Kabi everything. He says by both.
Yeah, but
he has two chuvas.
Rav Moshe has that even Kabi to Matayra, these are the six Matchas.
Yeah.
But tzchuchis, now we're saying from that Gemara.
But once it's nismayit, b'etzem it's in its properties, it's like matchis.
But not for tematayra that we know from Shabbos.
No, that's only midarabanan. It's midarabanan. Stop. Midarabanan.
Midarabanan from kabbal tuma and
Shabbos. Yeah. Only midarabanan. Everything's midarabanan. Gzeiros midarabanan. Whole thing.
And so, and what midaraisa should get tuma like matachas, or
it should.
But
that's
nismayit.
Right.
So midarabanan, we nail it out.
Then you have this tumult in the Rishonim how to work it out to say like cheres or not like matchis because afushim tumul mefashinon or because by tuma we go baster the shoyish of the kli or because we want to go zil hachel chumra different mahalchim. But the aleph beis that I'm saying that's what really what's the gate to us is that it's clear that Betzman has properties like Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah, there's properties it really it otherwise would have been matchis, but the Torah was mimayit just like it was mimayit shah matchis and mimayit
tzchuchis. Yeah. Gemara Shabbos is not indicative that klapi tuma tayra don't have any shaychus.
I'm
saying this is what the Rishonim ask. I'm saying the Rishonim are bothered that why. No, I'm saying in terms of the meat from the pasuk. Yeah, I mean that's what I'm saying. This is the same sukkah, like our Gemara said. That's what we started with. The Gemara says that ach hazav. That this where do we know clay matchas amurim b'parsha? Where in our Gemara? Gemara says Rashi says ach hazav. So the same diak that Moshe has ach hazav l'gabi tumatara. He himself makes taka in another tshuva about tefilas kelim. Says I have the same diak. Read the pasuk. The pasuk is shishik tshuva, but it's like a bit the same tshuva almost, like partially the same tshuva. He says ach hazav. So it's m'mayit. So. Okay, so look, Lemaisa, it's interesting. It comes out that really what's mostly Nogea is really the Shaila of aluminum. Now, aluminum, so maybe we'll see a little more, is anyway, B'chal Shaila, there's a truth from Mechas Yitzchak and Chelekei and Ramosha that what they point out is that B'chal Eifin, aluminum, B'derchal, if B'derchal is disposed after one or two usages, so anyway, most places can hold that it's not Chayav B'chal anyway because disposable doesn't have Teres Kli, and Teres was not, that's that doesn't have Teres Kli, Gavit Tfilas Kelim. If you reuse it many times, or several times, how many times, but if you reuse it a number of times, then it could be nichlal b'chal v'chiv. So, Lafi, what we're saying, if it's aluminum, it's only going to come to a chiyuv midrabanan. And l'chayr, that's going to shayla, you know, so everyone has these shaylas, like, is it two times, three times, you know? So I think unless you use it a lot of times, l'chayr, and it starts falling apart, and Ramesh himself says, even if you use it many times, it's only a day tchak, certainly you'd never make a bracha, even though Yisoid, we would make a bracha on a chiyuv midrabanan. So like, you'd certainly not make a bracha, the whole thing's a suffix. So I think, myself, if a person usually uses it two, three times, uses it four or five, it would be nishkefer l'chayr. I don't think there would be any chiyuv too. So that's what they say if you use a bikvias or Moshe himself, everyone they were machmir. Yeah, not a kid. Okay, so lefi advar me'elu, so let's just move over to more chomarim, and that's one of the shayles that the place can deal with bismanenu. That's a shayle of plastic, nylon. They call the plastic kelim. Are they chayav b'tefila or not? So lefi advar me'elu, to see what we're saying, so chayra, the shayle of the raises doesn't start, and I don't think anyone really even suggests that it does. So the shayla is mitad achiyav midrabanan. So l'chayra one could say that, you know, plastic is also, it's a davar hanitach, it's something that's molten and formed. So l'chayra maybe it should be nichal.
Yeah,
the only shayla is going to be shayla schuchas. What?
That wasn't the lashon gemara though.
Gemara says if it breaks, you can fix it.
When we break it, we melt it down and fix it.
Yeah, you could fix plastic. Same thing. Yeah.
Okay,
so maybe that's another shayla. If it's a derech, some achrayim say something like that. Al tzlechashivas. So the ma'aseh it's klar. This is a ruba de ruba. Do they refix glass? Yeah, in Hanami, when glass, most people don't fix glass. Okay, I'm not sure if it's telling the derech.
In the times of Chazal, they would. Okay. They had plastic, maybe they refix.
Okay, is it telling the derech in Hanami? I don't know if it's telling the derech. I saw in one of their frames such a thing, it's telling the chashivas and the derech. Al kopanim, yeah, now we recycle in Hanami. So lemaisa, from the fact that their goyzer and tzchuchis, so it's clear that even though Ramosha accepts that even though we don't have any Mefurish Gemara, that they were geyser on platinum, aluminum, zinc, nickel, all these other, we don't have any Mefurish Gemara. But Ramosha says, Pasha, that if you geyser on Zchuchas, you geyser on those things. But L'chayr, it's clear that that would not be a raya, just because we apply the Xayr to other metals, that's not Mefurish Gemara, it's obviously not a raya, we apply it to plastic. So one major Yisoy that they point out is that even if it would be Mamish doimet to plastic, it would Mamish be Tsukapast with Xayr, but L'chayr, since they weren't geyser, in Bizman Chazal, these things didn't exist, plastic, they didn't have plastic, as far as you know, it didn't exist. So Mela, Balta, even if it's Mamish Bidyuk Otodavar, since it's a Shailo Xer Midarban, we can't go be Maisiv on the Xer's Chazal, Mitzad, from ourselves. And the Maisa Chutzmizeh, so this is what the Tzitzelezer points out. He says, like, Chutzmizeh, it's clear, not so clear that really the Dimyun is so stark. In a chanami, it's meltable and it's fixable, which is l'chayr, that's like the ikker property. But l'maisa, zok the tzitzalezer, if you do a chashulchan seems to say that it's more than just that. The dimyon of schuchis to metals, to be mechayv and midarabanan, was more just than just the fact that it was melting down. But also, he has a lashon there that schuchis, yesh lam kol minei segulias shamatchis, v'asher yesod mechol, hamatchis gam ken yesod me'ofer. They're both elements that come from the ground, that you dig out of the ground, different elements. Some say they're both, you know, very strong, they create a very strong, hard substance at the end of the day. So Mamela to start selling to plastic, which comes from, you know, neft, and comes from synthetic things and chemicals, even without this claw that we have, that we wouldn't add to the Xera. But Bechal, it's not so clear that it's such a klar tzushtel. So Imi Shumha, that's Taka, Ruba Druba, the Peskim, Rav Moshe doesn't have a tshuva about plastic, but in those kovtzim, the Torah v'Hayra, that they used to bring Rav Moshe Pesachim, so in the first chavers of Torah v'Hayra, Rav Moshe patters, and the Sefer Tefillah Kehem, he brings in the Chazanish also that plastic is pater.
Plastic also comes from the ground, though.
What's that? Not from the ground. It comes from liquids or from neft, right? It comes from...
Nechanami.
Okay, so it's not... Yeah, that's what they say. It comes from the Eretz, it comes from the Mayim. It's processed in a whole different way. So, okay. It's just another new kuda that Tzitzalyazar seems to he points that out. But then Babakhalif, and we see to make up new Xeris, assume that it was Xer and that didn't exist by name. The other matchis, we don't see Xeris, so we're making our own Xeris. So first of all, those matchis were around Bizman Chazal, that we know. They were created in Chesh Mebrashis. So Tzitzalyazar and Chazal knew about these things. It's clear that historically they were aware of these things, somewhat in some places. So Mustama Chazal did know about it. Mustama was Nechal Negzeira. Mustama says Chuchas. The Gemara says Chuchas is Dimi de Matchas. Mustama means all Matchas will be Nechal, at least the Chiyuv Midarban and to be Taivel. So who's Mechayev? So L'chayr no one's Mechayev. So Zakht Mechas Yitzchak, and Chayel Gemal Vav. So he's asked this Shaila, he says a number of times. And without being Meirich too much, he just says, I'll pee the Darkei Tshuva and Sifkan Yadalit. I want to be Mechayev. What does it say in the Darkei Tshuva, Sifkan Yadalit? So there he brings from a tshuva called Oil Avram, And the Oil of Ram says like this, that Chadoshim Mikarav Bo'u, that they started importing these things, he started seeing these things, a certain type of Kli Etzem, Kli made of some kind of bone. I don't know if it was really bone, if it made from bones, or that just they're calling it, not sure. And he says that they brought this thing, which is clearly not a matras, not a zchuchis, but I see it has the properties of, I see it has what the Gemara says. I see they have this concept when it breaks, they taka and do some kind of hitoch, some kind of melting, they fix it. So he says, l'char, you should be mechayev. Yeah, l'char, it's going to be chayev. And, okay, so that's where I'm bringing that this was the oil of Ram, the melamed l'hoil, the truest melamed l'hoil, so he fragged on him. He said, mechatesi, this tiny we're saying, mechatesi, the air, t'exeris chazal, chazal geyser, we're not going to be geyser. And b'cholayf, and they said, Shomachi, even the Oil of Ram said, you should not make a bracha when you're toivel these things, but l'maisi should be toivel. So al pizez, like mechazis, l'chayr, plastic, same thing. So, okay, so yishladon. So first of all, l'chayr, we'll soon see that taka, this Oil of Ram, that the mechazis kohen is loy l'halacha. Taka l'halacha, we wouldn't pass him like that. And taka, because it was the nichol n'kzeres chazal, taka not going to be toivel b'chlal.
Plastic
but
or bone?
Even the bone that he's talking about. Yeah, 1 second. And even if you would say it over there, again, bone, it seems that was some type of more natural material, which again, we could tie it, even if you're going to make a tzushtal, some kind of natural material that was found, because they'll assume that if you're going to say a tzuchas, who had in any other natural material, it's dumi tahachi, something that was artificially manufactured on later dairis, that would be even a bigger chiddush, and l'chair would be no tzushtal to make the gzeira on the shayel v'derabanan. Now, but why am I saying that the oil of Ram is loy l'halacha? So we all saw on the page that the place can bring, it starts with the yavitz, but they all bring it to Gilni Masha, they bring the Yavetz. The Yavetz said that they have this new type of thing called porcelain, and the Yavetz said it doesn't need tefillah at all, and the Archa Shochan's bothered. I don't know why anyone's being told these things. It does not need tefillah at all. Now, the Yavetz is mashma like they had it tzad because it was very shiny like glass. That's maybe why you should be chayev. Mai said in the Mesiras HaShulchan, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he says you should be tevil porcelain. He's like being miyashik because the minik seemed to have become that they were tevil. He says the pshat is because at least certain types of clay porcelain, it had what the Gemara says. When it breaks, they're able to burn it down and refix it and mela. So once it's nichol on that, so that's why you should be chayev clay porcelain. So if that's the taino, so then l'chayr you see from Askamas Reva Paiskim that mi'ikra then porcelain was taka not chayev b'chal afalpi that l'chayr had this mela and l'chayr hein hein advarim that once Chazal made exera and they said tzchuch and they didn't say other chomerim, so we can't go mi'atzmeinu except things that are matches mamish. That's what Chazal said. That's what like Rav Meisher says. That's a pasha to kolshkin that about the matches was nichol n'gzera.
What?
That you could fix porcelain. So the Mizgeres HaShulchan is a perish on Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simen Lamed Zayin Ois Aleph, the Mizgeres HaShulchan over there says that was the tzad that they were being mechayev, and Lumazel. We see all the places come on the page over here, and that was Taka LaHalacha. That was Muskim that they're not chayev.
But they had a Havamina because it's shiny like glass.
You see from the Yavitz over here. He says even though it's shiny, but it's not glass. Yeah. Oh no, he's going on Blias there, that means because he gets into Heksha Kalem also. What?
The porcelain is ceramic. What are they talking about?
Porcelain is ceramic, it's the same thing, yeah.
So what's he talking about? You can break it down and reform it.
First of all, I don't know. You can't burn it down and reform it, stomach not. I don't know if it. Yeah, it's cheres betzim. Well, no. Porcelain is not cheres. It's made of clay and some other material. So I don't know what the metzias is. If you could actually burn it down totally and make it into a molten thing, but it could very well be that porcelain you're able to push it, replace a piece with. They had some kunst to replace, you know, the broken pieces. Yeah, it could be to patch. And alamai, so you could patch up anything, but you know, you could patch up wood also. You could patch up cheres also. Alamai, somehow he was understanding they were able to fix it in a way that mamish brought it back to new, or some kind of molten process that brought it back to new. I don't know the metzias of porcelain, which is taka not stam clay cheres, but actually it's not just glazed cheres, which we'll see is a different child, but rather it's a mixture of clay plus some other stuff, koalin or some other raw materials that they mix together and creates this thing with this natural shine. So I don't know how they break down, but Lamaisa, so that was what the Mizgeres HaShulchan said, that was happening, that people were fixing it, and Meili Taina, that's why it should be Chayiv. And Al Pizeh, we see L'Chayiv that just because you're Mekayim the Tanai of the Gemara, and L'Chayiv it should fit with the Gzeres Chazal, Ein Lano L'Hoisif Elama Shkazim. Now, so Taka, why, I think everyone knows, you buy China, you buy porcelain, everyone's title, right? Even though Shnol Lamaisa, they say for that quotes from the Pesachim from Meisha, from Meisha, so he says that Meisha said, you don't have to, Potter. Like umaisa, if you see here on the page here, it seems taka very stark rakula that you wouldn't even have to even the chumra. So the Aruch HaShulchan says like this: why taka is the minik tsb tovel? So the Aruch HaShulchan says I'll be mazur to you. That really there's two things. There's porcelain, which is an actual chomer that when you form this kli creates this type of shiny glazed looking type of cheres. There's another thing called glazert. And Dr. Aruch HaShulchan, people can't really tell the difference between the two. I personally didn't even know there were two really different things like this until learning the sugya. And he says people don't know the difference between the two. It's Dr. Glazert, that's a vadachayev. Pasha, that's chayev glazert. So Mamela, people got confused between the two and people started being toivel. And Mice, it sounds like Aruch HaShulchan saying it's not a good thing because people taka don't know the difference. I don't know, for the average shiny, you know, cheres cup, I don't know which one's which. I think taka, the glazert. So what's glazert? Glazert means it's kli cheres. And they covered it with some kind of thin glass coating. And so the result, Mimela, I guess if you look carefully, you could tell, and you know probably experts could tell quite easily, but the result is very similar type of thing, that they both look like this like type of shiny cheres. So Mimela, it's like there's a ha to ha, that became the middag, and we're toivel b'lei bracha. So what's the Aruch HaShulchan saying that this kli cheres that's glazed is all of a sudden chayav? So that really brings us into the next chilek of the sugya. And that is the shayla of kunya. Of kunya, that's also here in Sif Aleph, that kelim ha-mitzupim are chayav. That's the Gemara. So the Aruch HaShulchan is right up here, the Gemara, yes?
How vital is there one on? He's making zera to that. Because people are going to be confused. Any clean in the world.
Yes, so Aruch HaShulchan is mashma, no one made zera. Aruch HaShulchan is mashma, that became the minug. Stop, people are confused. People did it.
If we don't have the minug to dip, to type, or whatever, even though that's far, would apply, because nowadays there's a
yeah, no one's making zeras.
Still would pattern that.
Yeah, we can't make zeras. Right. Aruch HaShulchan is saying that became the minug because of this, because of this confusion. It came from some kind of confusion, it sounds like, but then it sounds like, you know, Taka, you should do it for this reason. So Lamaiso, that which he says that these glazed things are chayav achar, that's what be oila mi pashtas gemara v'hapoiskim. Gemara says kunya, t'chalas v'soifai, do you go bust with the actual kli, or if you coat it with something that's chayav, do you go bust with the coating? So we go bust with the coating. So Gemara is talking about aver, it's talking about lead, which is oiferis. We're talking about that chiyuv. So what's with schuchis? Okay, maybe we could tie in there should be a nafkamina there about in the reisa. So lemaisa lahalacha, it seems you have a shach. The shach says, mitzupim be'ever, that's the din of kunya from the Gemara, and the shach says, kasiv from the isva heter, mitzupim schuchis, dinim kim mitzupim be'ever, who had din? So even though lachari there would be makam lachalik, because we know that one's the reisa, one's the rabbanon. And bifrat, that there are a number of poskim who seem to hold that even when it's mitzupe be'ever, even when it's mitzupe matches, it's only midrabanan. That's the Bina Sodom. In the Kiryat Sefer, I think they bring, Bina Sodom says it's only midrabanan. So Mela, maybe we only make a special gzeir midrabanan, that when it's covered in matches, it looks like a kli that's chayav midaraisa, people get confused. So Mela only, but maybe not. Okay, so for that we have an Isva Heter, we have a Shach, the Isva Heter. The Emes is in the pre-Chadosh. He brings a number of poiskim that are mekel. He's taka mekel on a coating of schuchas. Taka makes this chilek. Brings from the Zer Zahav. Someone showed us the Zer Zahav, the page in the Sveter. Taka says that that's one of the svaras that only matches, which is a tzipoy of a chomel tzchayim b'deraisa. Over there, they were kilu gazru. If we're going to say it's derabana, like it's the Rav Yal, at least meforish. So then who had in the. So then, yesh lecha like that glass not. Okay, but lemaisa halacha, the Aruch HaShulchan is going to move on, right? The Aruch HaShulchan is just saying what the Shach says. I mean, that's what comes out. The Shach brings his fetter, even though the Prichadosh attack achaylak, machlekes, but chayr we should pass in the Shach. And Mela, that's how we come to be toiveling the porcelain because of the, is because of the glazert, which chayr comes out to lechiyev. So.
Some of the glaze is different, right?
So that's what I'm getting to, right? So that's the sheet of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, his lashon is vaday chayev the glazert. So if you look around in the poskim, you see that glazert is not so pashut. It really starts with a prima gadim. There's a prima gadim in Tafnun Aleph, in the end of Tafnun Aleph, in Melchus Pesach, and Mishpat says over there. Kiv Eger over here brings it. At the end of Sif Aleph, Kiv Eger brings it. Mikol Makom Yishlemer Davka Mitzupim Be'ever Mamash Av Glazert Lo Yevarech Ayin Mishpat Zahav. So what taka is the nafgamino? Chari, this is the tzipoy of Schuchas. So, I mean, nowhere in the Gemara do you see a shear for the tzipui. If we're talking, except the Isvet and the Shach, which the Aruch HaShulchan clearly does, and we're going to say that the tzipui of Eivor is what the tzipui of Schuch is, so Loinem Rashir Baza. So what do the Paiskim say? So the Paiskim say that Poskim say that Lamaisa, it's very dark. There's not so much mamashes to it. And it's only for Noi, and doesn't really have any own tour of its own. And Mamela Shataka be Potter. And L'chayr, okay, so that's the question. So the question is really getting as far from. So Lamaisa, we know Kol Torah Kula, we know such as far that, you know, Kol Shel Noi is Eino Chaitet, Noi is bottled to the Ikar Akli by Noi Sukkah. So it could be it's coming, you know, Mustamed is coming for Taka. Taka from there.
That mean B'lai Bracha? B'lai Bracha, no?
There's a tzad in the place that's Pater and Ganze. Halacha, you know, it seems that the minig is to be machmir to you know, okay, the Aruch HaShulchan says Yechai Vada, it could be Aruch HaShulchan held Yechai with a bracha. Tzipoy, we make a bracha, right, if it's Bifnim U'Bachutz. So again, if it's Bifnim U'Bachutz, you make a bracha for a tzipoy of Schuchis, that's already a Shaila, a real tzipoy of Schuchis, not so Benim Tzel Glazers with Taka. I think Lamaisa were told had a bracha, but I think these places were talking saying it's pater. Lamaisa, again, Rav Moshe Paskin, also in that Kovitz Latayr Vahira, so Rav Moshe patered. So I think in the back, in the notes, in the sefer, Ali Ashurin, I think he made a mistake, because he says, Rav Moshe patered. He says, I the Aruch HaShulchan is l'chayev. You have to say the Aruch HaShulchan is talking about something that's a tzipa, a real mamashah, a real thickness, and that's chayev. But this is no mamashah, so the kisa of alma. I think that's not true. The Aruch HaShulchan himself is talking about the glazer. He's talking about this thin, dark, and sticky thing. And he taka held that there was, yeah, tzushtel. He wasn't noch as far that it's noib alma, it's just dark, it's okay, there's no shir, meiler chayev. So,
maybe even less than
noy,
because it's see-through. I mean, there's nothing that you gain with this glass.
Well, obviously, you gain something. It's shinier.
Shine,
prevents
it
from getting dirty. You know.
The shine is that it's like a design on the.
See, these are all the svaras. So, okay. So, I was just suggesting that it could be. Yeah.
I think there's more mekula in America regarding, especially.
Yeah. Ramesh was mekula. Ramesh was mekula.
You're saying meneg here.
Not everyone, I don't know.
Many have a minhag to be machmir. I'm not saying. I think maker din it's okay. For sure, the mashal, if someone's machmir, someone's going to be machmir. We're talking about a shayla of, you know, bechal zchuches hashayla prichadosh mekel, even if it's a tzipor b'yal zchuches and here it's glazed. Yeah, I think that lemaisa, if a mashal person wants to be machmir, but he's, you know, stuck out of Shabbos, and you want to use it beforehand, chara zichur makum to mekel to mishtamish with it, at least ba'arai a little bit before you use it. And certainly there are those who have a minhag not to be toivol.
Maybe
the Aruch HaShulchan, you see, the Aruch HaShulchan is very stark about this. That could be why. Vada tzarech mash with the Aruch HaShulchan, even with a bracha. The ma'isa with a bracha, l'chayr would have to be stam. Someone wants to point out to me, the ma'isa to make a bracha would have to, it's like gara from tipui matkas, so it would have to be b'fnim b'chutz. So stam, mashal, we're clearing. We didn't see any makaris. B'fnim b'chutz means 100%. Let's say it's taka 98%. There's two spots or not. So nicer, because a lot of the glazed earthenware in the bottom, because since that's the part, they have to hold it up, they prop it up, and then they spray it with the stuff. So there's usually, in like the more expensive ones, there's usually at least some spot. Sometimes it's a whole ring, and sometimes it's in three spots. They hold up as that tripod. So there's three spots that are not mitzvah. So even if you, okay, well, nicer, we don't make a bracha anyway. For sure, one should not make a bracha, because many places can hold this pot. But even according to the Aruch HaShulchan, Yesh Ladin, interesting shayla, what would be in those few spots that are open? Could you say those are batel? That's called the tzipa b'fnim b'chutz. Does it have to be in taka 100% in any yodeh?
Would it be better in that scenario you said of Shabbos to just not be toivol? Because if you're going to use it, you're going to use it now. But then 3 days later, you will be toivol. Just don't be taivul. You were in a matzah, but don't be taivul, this clear.
I'm saying someone who would be darchal would like to be machmir, and it's very easy to be machmir, go to the mikveh anyway.
I'm saying, is there an inyan that you're using it, and then
3 days
later you're taivuling
and
you're saying you.
I don't know. It's moitzilaz, there is a shayna. I don't think this is such a great. I mean, we saw some Rishon Hov, there's no esir, it's an esir darbanon. Here, I'm saying, I don't think it's such a chamer, it's a chidr. But, you know, then every time you use that clear, you're going to have a guilty conscience. Because, so Lamaisa, I was just suggesting maybe that, you know, maybe partially, maybe there's somewhat of machlokes on the matter, but Tosfos has this chiddush, and we'll, like we're seeing now in the sugyas of Maimid, that there's really machlokes. Does the metal and the chomer that's machayev by tzipui, does that have to be dafka, a tzipui inside and outside, on the outside, on the inside? Lamaisa, Tosfos says a chiddush that even if the kli, because of some side outside hagdara, will be a kli matchas, lamaisa, for tefilas kelim, the only mechayiv is when you're eating out of, it's a derech hishtamshus, the place where you're mishtamish, the place where the food gets eaten out of, the place where the food, the derech al touches, but that's the mechayiv by tefilas kelim, and we had, you know, different havanas in that, but that's clear from Tosfos. So it could be that, you know, Tosfos like we're saying, you know, so if you have a tzipoy of glass, and memes, the food's coming off of glass, it's touching glass, it's a negiyah. Memes is, we saw that in places, it's not a din negiyah, and we saw maybe some lashonis like that, but l'chare, the mashmos, the places, it's nothing to do with negiyah. So this is that the upper layer, the upper coating, so that's the klesuda, l'gabi tfilas kelim. And maybe this is somewhat of machlokes, but it seems like from Tosfos maybe one mahalach that it's shaykh, that the upper coating and the upper part of the kli that you're eating out of, that's the tayrus kli. And maybe let's move on, that azah tseva, a very dakistic coating that has some noy or some kind of zaitika tayelos, but it doesn't have any real mamashos, it's not called being mishtamish with that, you're not being mishtamish with that chomer, that's taka the coating of the other thing that you're being mishtamish, you're being mishtamish with the thing underneath, and this is taka just the coating balma to protect it, to save it. And and the emphasis is I'll pease out derech zeh. So we spoke out. This machlekes kiveger and prichadosh between Magen Avraham and prichadosh. This very interesting shaila in the sugya of kunya that the kiveger brings, right, that if you have a kli and the kli is your yiddish kli that you're toivled, is yiddish kli, and then you bring it to the guy to re coat. It doesn't seem so common, but you know, interestingly, my mother just had a situation. Taka was a yid who recoated it, so it was a different story. But such a musik exists. There's silversmiths that will recoat silver, expensive stuff, family heirlooms that you want to redo. So you have your yiddish clean, you have it redone by a guy. So we saw machlokes. So Kiveger says from Magen Avraham that it's azayvi kunya. Kunya covers and it becomes a kunya. When you cover kunya, so you see go buster zayfit. So you chayv the outside. It's pri chadash. It's pater b'chiyah gavna. And the prichadosh, so we saw a hezbo that the prichadosh has a taina. Very nice if a kli eats has a coating of kli matris, of kli matris, and give it a shame matris. But who says it makes it from a yiddish kli to a gaish kli? Who says it's magder new kli? This was a yiddish kli matris, and it's far the yiddish kli matris. You don't have to give me a hagdar of matris. I already had a hagdar of matris. So meichetetz it's mafkia the shame bailos yehudi from it to make it a new chivin tefillah. And so taka it sounds like lafi tais. Maybe it's at least for kiveger. Maybe it's taka coming from this idea in tais that the outer coating and the makom mishtamshus lagavi tefillas kelim is what's mechayev. And mail it's taka like a new kli. Mail that coating is taka new kli. That's taka mechayev. What's the halacha in this machlokes? So there's Mishnah Berurah. Mr. Bruin Tufnan Aleph. Wouldn't be complete. So he's talking with Gabe Hagola, and he fears over there, Tufnan Aleph, Sukkot Nayan Zayin, the Imho Uman Shetipahu Akum. If the Uman is Metapa the Klizakum, Royal Hatbil Beloy Bracha. Zak the Shayati and Achrin. So La Halacha, we're Tavil Beloy Bracha. So we pointed out that this lumbus of it's shayla, it's taka shayla, very interesting. So we pointed out that this
it's
not
okay.
What's that?
Okay.
I mean, misafik, mechumer, no bracha. According to Rikki Vegan, make a bracha.
Yeah,
my rabbi, make a bracha.
If you're machna for tibur in the chutz, let's say the shach or maybe the amah, would you say in point of view that Rikki Vegan would never say that? If you're machna for tibur in the chutz, then
if the guy coded it me bachutz, right. Now, Mice, it's interesting, you know, I thought in terms of tzib machutz, you know, it sounds like the shach, shayel and diuk and ramah, we thought about that a little bit, but I thought in the shach, you know, the shach taka says, you know, and they have the sheet of tzib machutz, Mice, we just saw now beforehand that the chacham sadam and archa shocham both say la halacha not to be toivel. You don't have to be toivel b'chal, tzib machutz is not machayev. And memeilo stam, we're handling this svara that the earlier Achrayim were already saying that the glazer kiveger, that the glazer is bottle, and that memela that's a tzad l'ptur, that's a tzad
the
patu,
right.
So l'chayev is also a tzad. This svara could also be a tzad l'chayev, because l'chayev l'fi Tosfos, what happens when we have a very common thing, teflon or all frying pans? Our frying pans are coated with teflon. So what's halacha of a teflon pan? So l'chayev, if you like it, pshuta be Tosfos. L'chayev, at least l'fi Tosfos, it would be potter. Because the derech hashtamshus, the makom the klei suda is no longer davar machayev. It's teflon. It's cher. It's plastic. Plastic's butter. So elamai typically it's kol pachas tzipa b'machutz, and probably much worse than tzipa b'machutz. But tzipa b'machutz, I mean this sefer. This sefer with the psakim of Oli Shurin. So he talks as la halacha and taka and this sefer tefilas came. A lot of the place zmaninu seem to say that tzipa b'machutz is pater mitfilo. That's la halacha. Neged the shach like the archashuch l'chachasadim gedolei paiskim. So l'maisa then it wouldn't be so pashut. Certainly we're not going to make a bracha for the teflon. L'chayr would certainly not be a bracha. But then maybe even if someone wants to be meikel like many of the paiskim that a tzipa b'machutz is pater, so l'chayr teflon should be pater and ganzer. So Marsham has a shayla. Marsham has a shayla. I don't know if he's going dafka, where is it? Tzipui dafka bifnim or bechutz, but he has a shayla of a metal which was covered by something which would patter. And l'chayr zol basar seifa. I think the Marsham keeps just talking about something that's covered from all around. He says zol basar seifa, l'chayr should be patter. So there, nay, maybe it's batal. He starts handling, like, what's the tachlis of this outer coating? Is it an ikr chashivus of the kli? Is it just to protect the metal underneath? Is it to make the cooking more geshmak? And kol minei svaros ok there, tefilah b'le bracha. And he has a tzad over there that should be bottle maybe.
So again, the Gemara was very meduyik that it was the aver was the coating.
But what I'm saying is that I think you could flip it. I think it taka just like the aver could be a coating to pater, the cheres could be a coating to just like aver is to pater, cheres could pater. But I'm just saying, just like we're saying that from Gedalia Chreinu, from Kiv Eger, that the glazer is bottled because the side of the outer coating, it could be, maybe it's a machlekes, but at least the way Kiv Eger is saying, the outer coating is pshat is that that's your klesud, and that's what you're being mishtamish with. And the mele, if it's just a glazer, so the mele, that's you're not being mishtamish that, and you're going to be pater. So who had in fakert, the Teflon coating, which is just a protective coating, it's really just so you shouldn't have to scrape it, you know, it's easier to clean it. So maybe that's also, like the Marsham says, that's maybe the Marsham just says this far, maybe the Marsham is also coming from this Havana, that it's not a din in the Giyah, but rather a din in Hishtamshus, and it's not, but Tzibu Be'alma, Zokter Yitachan, it's Basel, Zokter Yishlo Falpul, different Svaras, maybe it's the Iker, how Chashav is it, what's it for, what's it Tachlis, Soif Kol Soif, Zokter, of course we have these Svaras, Hagam we have a Taisus, and could be we pass in this Taisus, but Zokter, this is not Nechalon Taisus, at least Misafik is not Nechalon Taisus, because it's just a Tzibu Be'alma, just a Tzeva, covering, a coating, something like that, and the Mela, you're a kalapachos chayiv b'li bracha, and l'chayr that's l'chayr the din, right? Teflon kalim, teflon coated pans, l'chayr you're gonna be chayiv b'li bracha. I think many pans I've seen are only the inside. I mean, it's a metal frying pan, and the inside has this coating of teflon. That would have to be
that by glazer. There are all these things you couldn't care less when you're cooking about. Cook there. You just make something nicer. This the shine teflon. You dafka buy a pan like that. For the ta'ilis and the vishal, so it doesn't stick, so it doesn't this.
So you're saying maybe the teflon's more chashiv, it's more right. Of the pater. And chanami. So this is like the Marsham himself, as mefalvel these svaras, it comes out that it's not butter, so it should be ta'il blei bracha. Shker.
So the ikar shayla here is bittul.
Why would you make, why would you?